Following in Sindh government's footsteps, the Punjab government has raised the provincial minimum wage to 40,000 rupees per month and ensured lifetime pensions for widows of government employees. The landmark reforms were adopted during the 28th cabinet meeting, presided over by Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz Sharif, where a comprehensive 130-point agenda was approved. At the meeting, the cabinet approved the allocation of 1,220 flats for industrial workers in Sunder, Kasur and Taxila labor colonies, to be distributed through balloting while firmly rejecting suggestions to charge workers for housing and instructed officials to take immediate steps to construct an additional 3,000 flats free of cost for these workers. A significant wage reform was also approved, with a uniform minimum monthly salary of 40,000 rupees set for 102 categories of skilled, semi-skilled and other workers. In recognition of flood rescue efforts, Rescue 1,122 personnel received 50,000 rupee bonuses each following Sharif's announcement. The CM praised the agency's performance and underscored the government's commitment to supporting frontline workers. Education policy saw a major update with official assessments confirmed for grade V and formal examinations for grade 8. Meanwhile, lifelong pensions were approved for widows of government employees, enhancing social protection. Expanding on prison reform, the cabinet sanctioned formal industries within correctional facilities where inmates will receive wages, and directed the establishment of a third-party monitoring system for jail operations. To promote private investment, approval was granted for an online petrol pump license portal requiring only 6 documents instead of 16, enabling investors to obtain NOCs digitally, a move described as a historical step toward ease of doing business. Worker safety was addressed through the adoption of the Punjab Occupational Safety and Health Rules 2024, marking a first in the province. Maryam ordered the creation of a specialized enforcement force to ensure compliance in high-risk sectors such as construction and sewer operations. She emphasized that enacting laws alone is not sufficient, implementation and enforcement at every level are essential, as the lives of poor workers are invaluable. Government officials also approved child labor restrictions via the Punjab Child Labor Prohibition Rules 2024, unified appointment procedures for key university administrators, AI-based traffic systems set to roll out within 90 days, expansion of WASA services to 13 new cities, paid internships for hospital nurses, and various legislative measures covering recruitment, telecom leasing, sugarcane research and local government acts.